Okay, so this is plants 15, 16, 5, 14. Assist as is with its glacial yowza, ceilingless preens into the obit equinet over decimal mina, in kelp or reface all the detail, ceilingless preens into octave may orbit. Caldor hicks patina but extroverted, body elsewards to a roomful eye bath, mauve starlight, or veining with something that isn't receptive. Optogrins, unbaited, yesly, shooks together as halftones. Mauve starlight, or entering perhaps this self-portrait so that entering it as it bends can entering then narrate the emphatic parts exiting slightly ciliated like what you just did entering there when you read entering that you did that and exiting each time plushed apart entering.
That's all I got.
So remind me again of how you choose the length of time.
It really depends. Sometimes it has to do with the subject matter, and sometimes it has to do with composition times, and it just kind of varies. There's no set time. The days piece usually has something to do with locations, but the plants really don't. They're various. So there's a foggy enough answer.
Really sounded the third one sounded less than 5 seconds. I think by the time you started actually doing it,
I let some time elapse, and
I also like to give it a little bit of space, and that always took the whole time. I don't know.
I like the. Language in here.
You mean like the virtual language in there? Well, I figured I'm just gonna mark.
There's something Heideggerian about the
it's kind of creepy.
Large section.
About the what section?
The large.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
Well, it sort of draws on that David had that dude read one of the other plants pieces in Arabic. So then I, used some text to speech stuff to then extract some translation out of that, and that's where some of this was built from. So I don't know if
I thought there might be some sort of time.
Heidegger made its way through him somehow, but it's possible.
That might explain things like a sultry meacock.
Perhaps.
Yeah, when he said Heidegger, I looked immediately at the Schwass Ebb.
Oh, there's two Schwasses in there.
Yeah, lots of Schwass in there.
There's mayonnaise, too.
Yeah, pretty much the Schwass of condiment. Mayonnaise.
So you were reading?
Vowels or
I was mostly listening without trying that much necessarily to follow. So, were you, with my eye.
Yeah.
So, I see things you were reading up here, the lattice form thing.
Yeah.
Were you using all three of these sections?
Yeah, I did all three sections. I did one little, at least one bit in all three. I think it's two in the lattice thing. I've been trying to find ways to, I don't know why this is just nothing theoretical about it, just wanting conglomerates of things now. I don't want just one sort of structure to a poem. I want different things to get together, kind of like a giant, nasty Robert Rauschenberg poem or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, I like the Oh, yeah. And the way it looks, the way the reader is presented with it when they encounter it on the page, and also I like the fact that it kind of is challenging challenging the person looking at it to say, okay, deal with this different structure using different sets of formal things put together. Okay, that's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay, so these are things put on the blog fairly recently.